advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
You okay over there, Dave?
Looking like you might need an exorcism.
I'm a little bit.
Look at my dick.
Exorcism, yeah.
You never know. Apparently, people need exorcisms and they don't even know it.
That's true.
It's a thing.
That's why I was saying you can't see it, but I can see it.
Oh, can you? Do I got the devil in me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your head is backwards. You're facing the wrong way, Dave.
I can't tell.
Oh, I knew that.
I can't tell. Bend over. Let me see.
You look into your hole.
Deep into you.
I need to see the hole inside of you.
And the hole stares back.
Yes. Well, that's scary.
That's right. Think about it next time.
Next time.
Ooh, looking forward to it. Did you see I got a new glass to replace the broken one?
I did. You have a new Pigeon Father glass.
I forgot the other one got broken.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a shit.
But thank you to Aaron at Susquehanna Glass for sending me a new Pigeon Father glass.
We're going to put them out of business.
Why?
Huh?
For a cross association?
No.
How are we going to put them out of business? Our broken glasses?
Yes.
One broken glass. Yeah. That's how it's done.
Out of business.
It's a small company.
They got tight margins. One broken glass and we go glass. Under.
I'm like, I'm not paying shipping. They're like, then we won't be here tomorrow. No, yeah. I think they're pretty big. Works.
So I'm about to drink a monstrosity of the new Mountain Dew, which is a red, white, and blue can, and it's called Dew SA.
You're holding it like it doesn't weigh anything. It looks like you have an empty can. What's going on?
It doesn't weigh anything.
I was like, how can I even tell? Like, the motions were weird.
Oh,
the
can. I get to try it? Oh, yeah. Save me some.
All right.
I only drink true Mountain Dew, too. I don't like the...
Man, oh, man.
Dave's face is good.
That is...
Brad's probably going to love it.
Sugary as hell.
I wasn't offered any. I'll guess because it's sugary as hell, but...
It is sugary.
I didn't know you were a Mountain Dew fan.
Did you want some?
I'm a fan of being friends and included and stuff, but you know.
Yeah,
that's something.
Tastes like a watered down popsicle.
It kind of does.
It's exactly what it tastes like. It's a melted popsicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. A pale purple. Yeah, not good.
Yeah.
Okay. Surprisingly, somehow worse than I thought Dew SA was going to be. I had a certain anticipation of badness, and it's not.
It's not horrible. Like not it's good. It's there's, it's better than some stuff.
It's
I have to say,
doable.
It's doable.
Thank you.
I won't buy it though.
Doable.
That's like it feels like my teeth are gonna fall out right now.
So that's my. So
I feel like Ronda Rousey after she got punched in the face. Holly Holm, fucking loose teeth.
Did she get loose teeth?
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, people don't. That's how hard she got hit. Her fucking teeth. She couldn't eat an apple.
Damn.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's why she's fucking sketchy now. She got the fucking teeth knocked out of her.
She can't keep the doctor away either.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps approaching her.
Yes.
Like, how's it going, Ronnie? She's like, stay away from me. He's like, eat an apple and maybe I will. Yeah. She's like, I can't. My teeth are loose.
Yeah.
Then you see the fight.
You only need a doctor. Like, hey. You only need one a day.
I don't make the rules.
Eat okay? one a day.
I have
one
to
day.
Approach you.
Keeps me
don't
away.
Don't eat the apple.
That's fucking scary.
Yeah.
That would be scary if that really happened.
Yeah.
Yucateca winner Dante Bridges, the only participant.
Ooh.
He wins and I lose for posting really fucking late, so but he's the only one that responded.
I was gonna say,
to
that's never happened.
Yeah,
I'm glad that this week we have a clear winner and a clear loser.
I was gonna get mad because I didn't get to help pick.
It's the one comment, because for one, I posted it this morning and completely
it's probably a horrible. What is it? What's the comment?
I didn't even look. I just looked at his name. It's like beer with red taco in it and salt on the glass. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, that would not have won.
That's not a Michelada.
I was going to tell you, that won't win. Yeah. That's not going to win.
But, yeah, when you're first, second, and third. He got first, second, and third place.
That's also a first.
The prize is the same.
It's the trifecta.
Yeah, he doesn't get anything else. But, yeah Dante Bridges, you are the El Yucateco. I can't talk. And I've only had a little bit of whiskey. El Yucateco hot sack winner. That's all I got on that. But yeah, next time I need to step my game up. I didn't boost it either, so nobody's probably even seen that yet.
That name Dante, every time I hear that name, reminds me of that horrible movie, Dante's Peak.
Yeah, that was a horrible movie.
Yeah.
Dante's Inferno or something, too?
That's another one.
That's a book.
That's part two. Book.
That's the book of the
movie.
I'm
pretty sure it's a sequel.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I like my favorite movie, though, that I do like that it does remind me of is Dante Peaks. That's a good one.
Dante Peaks to the Mini Ones. Yeah.
Are we going?
Don't spoil
there?
It. Spoil it.
I see where we're going here.
It's a good movie. Yeah. Check it out.
Oh, and we have our weekly whiskey, and as a gift from.
Patty Larson.
Yep.
Larson.
How did you say it?
That was Brad.
Don't come over here. Patty Larson.
It is a Connemara peated single malt Irish whiskey, which I've never had a peated Irish whiskey before. It's usually Scotch.
Really fancy. The can alone was intimidating.
It's very fancy.
It said peated, and I didn't drink it.
And I do have to say that on the box, it says that it has a rich layer of spiciness.
If Pringles was a black guy, that's what the can would look like.
A big black fucking can.
Yeah. If there are Pringles for black men, it would look like that.
So here's.
Once you pop, you get stretch marks on your cheeks.
Oh, dang it. Nothing.
I'm not drinking it. It's peaty.
It's very peaty.
Yeah. But it's very good.
Now I can smell it. The wind blew it over here.
Man, I can't believe you don't like that. I could see, though, like in the beginning when I first used to have PD stuff, it was not off-putting, but it was different, you know?
I just don't like
that. That is PD as fuck.
I don't think it's spicy, though. I don't. The can't, like.
It lied?
It did lie. It's not spicy. It's very sweet and smooth and PD. I wouldn't say it's spicy at all, unless the Mountain Dew SA killed my taste buds.
But if you don't like a campfire in your mouth, you're not going to like that.
No, I don't. I don't like a campfire in my pants either. Mm. Not fun.
You better put them out then.
Yeah. Got to.
I went to like a going away party this weekend and somebody tried to get all fancy and tell me they had Laphroaig and something, blah, blah. I was like, you know, I have it. Yeah, it's fine. He's like, yeah, what does it taste like? I was like, burnt Band-Aids in your mouth? And then I just walked away. I was like, I like it though. And then I moved on.
So, what does it taste like? It has some floral undertones. fuck.
Apple hints.
Yeah, hints of apple and bacon wood.
Yourself.
Go fuck yourself. It has some hints of go fuck yourself.
Just an undertone.
Slight undertone.
Just an undertone.
I can smell that shit. Yeah, it's real peaty.
Washing it down with my Bud Light here. That's my fridge beer. I'm two shots in. I got Lead Slinger, however the fuck you say the black Pringles can that Patty Larson gave us. How do you say that?
Connemara?
Patty Larson.
Patty Larson.
Patty Larson.
Or Patty Larson, as I call her.
No, I'm drinking Bud Light because there's still some left in the fridge from the meetup from Sam Culper. Thank
you. You're fucking alcoholic.
No.
Actually, the 19th is really an intervention for Brent. So remember to bring your notepads. He won't remember. I can say this right now in front of him.
He'll forget.
He won't
in remember. 2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah.
Interbrinchen.
Yeah. Interbrinchen.
Nice.
Bring your notepads. Write down a story of when he let you down.
That's right.
And bring it with you so you can tell him to his face, read it to him out loud.
I'm just going
to
eat mac and cheese. I'm not going to have any alcohol at all.
That's good.
Joke's on you. And mac and cheese, if you fuck with me.
That's good.
Apparently they have Yucateco-infused mac and cheese at our event. I'm going to try that for sure.
I won't be trying that.
I mean, I eat it at home all the time. You know, but mine's made out of fucking like Velveeta shells. Probably what they did too. There's a local place called, I won't say. Ah, fuck it. Slice of Italy. They really good pizza, but I saw them loading some frozen lasagna in the back of their fucking car the other day.
Well, that's what they do.
That's some bullshit. Yeah. They shouldn't do that.
That's what they do.
Nah, it's an Italian place. They should make that shit.
It's a pizzeria.
It's not an Italian place.
Yeah.
It's a pizzeria with a fancy sign, I suppose. They do have really good pizza, though. I can say that.
That's okay.
I haven't had the lasagna, but I have because it's Stouffer's.
You know what I have? You know what I have? I never had it, but Shakey's. Shakey's pizza. It was okay. It's pretty good.
I only have the Shakey's on every day but Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I don't drink.
Michael J. Fox's.
I don't drink on those days. Yeah.
The other days. So our topic today is exorcism and demon possession, although the two don't have to go hand in hand.
What I was unexpected in finding was that, like, I was keep thinking, like, The Exorcist, it was just going to be, like, people screaming and heads turning and puking, but was, like, home possession or, like, just spaces or things being possessed.
Yeah, that's another big thing.
Like, I came across that a lot more. Well,
that's what you watch, like The Conjuring, the movie.
Haunting,
like,
yeah. I didn't realize that was considered a form of possession.
Possession.
Yeah. So I came across that a lot.
Yeah, that was a big thing. So the
it's 9/10 the law also.
That's true.
So if the ghost is there possessing your home,
fuck off.
Technically they it's win. The ghost's home.
Yeah.
You have to leave it.
Yeah.
They're all criminals.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how much exorcism apparently is a growing phenomenon. I figured if anything, it would be the exact opposite. Like there were more back in the day and it's getting quieter, but there's like significantly more as time goes on. And it's also like, I knew it was a very, very Catholic thing, but it also spreads to different faiths. There's different beliefs in how the exorcism works, et cetera. But I think most people, when they talk about exorcism and demon possession, they're talking primarily about the Catholic faith. It tends to go hand in hand with Catholicism more than most other religions.
Like official. And there was a little bit of a battle, I guess, amongst the Catholic Church for the old school versus new school. They tried to like conform and say, hey, this is some medieval shit.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get away from this whole possession thing. But at the same
time, it's not real, guys.
They have a biannual like gathering of the exorcists.
Yeah, no, it's pretty. It's
they have appointed special fucking dudes that are just packing holy water in their briefcase and shit. Unexpectedly, like, you know, some of the things that I went through, some of the stories, like the activity ceases to exist after the fucking stupid shit happens. Like after they're like sprinkling water and saying dumb shit in Latin. And I'm like, I don't understand why that would matter. No, it's like there was a guy that was like a fucking thermodynamic engineer or some shit that had a laser fucking laboratory and he was filming crazy stuff. Like he had security cameras. He had recently occupied the building and the last occupant came to pick up something. I saw it on this documentary and it was like, hey, how's the building working out for you? He's like, fine. I mean, it's big. It suits my needs. I have my equipment.
He's like,
He's like, you don't come at night? He's like, I've been here at night. I don't know, a few times. He's like, how do you deal with like the noise? It's the reason we left the building is because it just creeped me out. I couldn't deal with it. Like there's something going on here at night. He's like, what is this fucking guy talking about? So he came and stayed at night and there were like fucking bone chill, horrible fucking scream, creepy noises. And this guy is like, he's a scientist. He's like graduated from MIT. So he gets fucking all science on it and puts out cameras that show like infrared and, you know, other frequency and wavelengths and stuff and starts to catch chairs just fucking turning, partitions falling down, equipment being moved on desks, and associated with that like ultraviolet phenomenon coming on the other cameras to correlate with the movement of stuff. And they go through all the shit. And then finally a priest comes because he's like, well, this is something I can't explain. It's like quantum physics of some sort. I'm a scientist, but let me see what they have to say. And like paranormal investigators come and bless the fucking place. And it never happens again. I'd have been let down. I'd be like, God damn it. Can you undo that?
You broke it.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Can you invite them back? Yeah. Like I wouldn't have wanted to fix it. I would just keep filming that shit. I mean, it was like crazy.
So yeah, within the Catholic Church, there's the rite of exorcism. There's like the classic rite of exorcism, which came about in 1614. And apparently the Pope at the time, like apparently like exorcism was just all fucking gung-ho Wild West status. So he like made this rite so that the priests would follow a particular thing. And one thing that I thought was interesting, and it speaks to the obvious skeptic's solution to demon possession, is even in 1614, there was a line in the rite that said that exorcists need to be careful to distinguish between demon possession and melancholy, which was like their catch-all term for mental illness. So they were like, but even back then they were like, you need to do your homework and make sure this guy doesn't just have mental illness. Like there's a different category. And I saw some articles and interviews with people who were exorcists and specialists in exorcism. And there was one guy that said that he was a priest, and he said that in 6 years he was presented with somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 cases of demon possession, and four of them were not mental illness, and the church actually thought they were demon possession and wanted him to do an exorcism.
I don't think I've ever ran into a case where it wasn't demon possession.
Yeah, all your cases.
Yeah, anytime that I've snuck into somebody's home and tied them to a bed, if they freak out, it's demon possession.
It's demon possession. Yeah.
They stay calm, and they're just a normal person. You let them go.
Right.
Yeah. It just but at that little, point, yeah.
You get once a little 50 shades out, on there, yeah.
Yeah, once they start freaking out.
I watched the documentary, and the priest that was the exorcist. Is that the official term? The person that...
Yeah, the exorcist.
Yeah, the exorcist. He is officially appointed and paid for, and that is his entire fucking job. That's what he does.
Yeah.
He has a personal assistant or secretary that fields the calls while he's fucking making holy water. I don't know. What is he doing while she's fielding calls? She talks to all these people. They said 1 in 5,000 cases is what they consider legit, though.
Right.
Wow.
So she fields and they do all that shit and talk to all those people. And only 1 in 5,000 was actually something that they warranted was true and needed an actual exorcism.
And those are, obviously those are the cases that interest me.
Right.
I mean, I anticipate that many bullshit cases.
Right. It's just like the aliens, how many people have been abducted? Right. Well, there's 5,000 cases.
Then they're all one of them, full of shit. Yeah.
One of them could be a possible.
It's also interesting. There was a National Geographic, a little short video. I'll post the link for it. It's a little 5-6 minute video. And it's about this guy in the Philippines, because it's a pretty big phenomenon in the Philippines. And it's this teenager, and he's going through demon possession. And every time his mom reads the Bible, he starts to twitch and his eyes roll back in his head and all this different shit. And they get
he has Tourette's and he's a teenager. Yeah. Well, he's going to roll his eyes back. Anyway.
No, they get this fucking gunslinger exorcist who does exorcists all day long. That's just what he does. And he does it for free, quote unquote, but I'm sure he gets, gifts and food and whatever, but he goes around doing exorcism. He's not a priest, he's just some dude, and he comes and he does an exorcism, and then a couple of days later the mom wanted to see if things were better, so she took the kid to the church, to the Catholic priest, and the priest talked to the kid for a few minutes and came back and said, yeah, what really happened is this kid's dad died and they hid it from him for several months, and then they told him his dad was dead, and then he felt this sense of betrayal, and he's a teenager and he lives in a very religious household that's susceptible to these beliefs.
Right.
It's not demon possession. It's some fucked up kid who's depressed and rebelling and swept up in a fervor. And I wish that charlatan never came and did an exorcism, because it fucked him up even more.
Right.
And it's that tends to be the thing that's interesting to me, is there's consistently priests and the exorcists.
How does the exorcism fuck you up, though?
Because now he believes in that more. Now the kid thinks there's something wrong with him, and he thinks he is possessed.
He did have a demon in him, yeah.
And it's and that's the interesting thing about everything I read from exorcists from the Catholic Church, is their primary job is even if someone and their entire family is convinced this person is possessed,
something's wrong with them already.
My job is to be no, there's something, this guy's fucked up.
Something's wrong with them already, because if you came and did an exorcist on me, I'm going to be dude, nothing's any different. I'm still fucking crazy guy.
Or would it?
Yeah. And the other thing I didn't think it was related was those mass religious hysteria things where people are speaking in tongues and rolling on the ground and fucking foaming from their mouth in those giant religious ceremonies.
Right.
And that's considered a form of possession as well when you're speaking in tongues.
Yeah, you're possessed by the Holy Spirit.
And I watched one of the documentaries that they said that they've actually analyzed the footage of the tapes to see if a linguist could say, is there something from this? Because on some of these, there's claims that the person that gets possessed speaks Latin.
Yeah, that's one of the main six.
Yeah, bits even in one case, they correct the priest and then mock him during the fucking ceremony because he makes a mistake, and this person's not meant to speak Latin. And all of a sudden, not only does she correct him in Latin, she mocks him for doing the ceremony incorrectly, where she has no previous knowledge.
That's a great God you're worshiping.
Yeah,
when it comes to religious stuff, I know that I have a passion for aliens and all the crazy shit, and I love it, but for some reason I have this adversity to the religion ones, and I don't know why, because it's just
interesting,
fantastic, to believe that there's a guy with a beard playing a harp, that there is, that there's a Greek sea monster.
The thing is though, that you can believe in, you can, there can be aliens and there can be a god,
right?
There can be everything,
right?
It doesn't, you don't have to say, well, just because there's aliens or there was dinosaurs,
I'm more of a
no
selective
god,
skeptic
make any,
when it comes to religion for some reason.
Yeah, it's
though.
Because they're
I
all
don't know why.
It's because religious people, and this isn't for everybody, but 99.9% of religious people are nuts. They're followers. I mean, 99.9% of religious people are crazy. And they're followers. They don't, somebody reads him the Bible, tells him what it means, and that's what they go off.
Well, there's an instinctive, like, primal need for some sort of, like, direction or meaning. You know what I mean?
There is.
It feels good for you to have a meaning, because otherwise, what the fuck does anything matter? And to be a part of a team or something.
I think you have to make your own meaning, though, is the thing. Like, that's where people can't do on their own.
Right.
If I don't have, and like I've always said, like, my fiance is, like, really religious. Like, more than she should be, probably.
Let's call her Beyonce, so you can say my fiance, sure. Beyonce.
I'm not at all. Right. And she has that need. She has that need for something to, you know, there's a void there.
Right.
You know, well, and like, I don't have
comfort
that.
in knowing that maybe death is not the end too, though.
Sure.
You know,
and nobody wants that to be. And that's what makes me believe that it's even more fake, because if you know, you're going to create this thing to where, well, it's okay. When I die, I'm just going to continue on. Well, of course you want that.
Somewhere I wrote down a quote. I don't know where it's at in my notes. I think I wrote it on the wrong paper. But the guy that runs The Skeptic magazine, he comes up a lot, and I can't think of his name right now. But he had a quote
Bill
saying,
Murray.
Why does the Catholicism hold on to demonic possession? And it's because it's a slippery slope. Like, they want to believe that there's demons, because if there are no demons, maybe there's no devil. And if there's no devil, maybe there's no God. And then what the fuck? Like, it all comes crumbling down.
The thing is, though, it's not just that the Catholic Church believes in it. They're kind of doubling down. Like, some of the stuff that I read looking into, like, modern day exorcism, in 2004, Pope John Paul II issued a mandate, and he told every bishop in the world to select a priest and send them to Rome so they could train to become an exorcist.
Oh, wow.
The Vatican has a stable of 50 exorcists in the United States. So in the U.S. there alone, there are 50 exorcists. A decade ago, there were only 12, and 10 years before that, there was one.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, now there's 50 in the U.S. alone. And then even in 2010, the Conference of Catholic Bishops held a meeting in the United States to, like, train people how to look for exorcism or how to look for demon possession. Like, it's a growing thing. And even Pope Francis in 2014 formally recognized a group called the International Association of Exorcists, which are the trained exorcists.
Right.
And he had all 400 of its members come to Rome and convene so he could meet with them and share ideas.
And every major religion has a form of exorcism, from Buddhism to Islamism. Like, everyone has
Judaism.
Has something like that. But Catholicism holds only certain people are allowed or qualified to do it. Like, in Christianity, you or I could do it.
Sure.
Because of the Holy Trinity, like, they empower themselves through in the name of Jesus or something, they're able to do it.
And I was looking at so apparently there's a thing called the Rituli Romanum, which is all the Catholic rituals, and you can find it online. And everything that I kept reading said that section 13 of the Rituli Romanum is the section that covers all the stuff about exorcism, and the titles of the chapters are there. One is like how to identify possession, all this, like what the actual rite consists of. And you can look at any part of that entire thing, the entire Catholic, it's all there. You can find it online on numerous sites. And when you get to chapter 13, all of chapter 13 says only people trained in Rome can read chapter 13.
It's because they play. It's all the cheat codes for Tomb Raider. When they meet in Rome, they just eat bagel bites and play Tomb Raider, and then there's a 15-minute PowerPoint presentation at the end about exorcism.
I thought that was pretty crazy, but I have an old book from a guy named Lewis Stewart, and it's called Life Forces: A Contemporary Guide to the Cult and the Occult. And as a side note, I stole it.
Of course, I wouldn't expect anything else from you, Dave.
Because it's like one of the best books I've ever found on the cult and the occult. It's like so in depth, and it covers everything. It's like freaking 1,000 pages.
Let's hear the story about how you stole it. Well, without incriminating yourself.
I stole it, like, formally. Like, I checked it out. This is, like, pre-eBay.
Okay.
Like, if there was an old book, fuck off, you're not finding it.
Right.
And it was at the library where I went to school, like, at the university. And I checked it out, and the thing was just dope. And then I started getting, like, late warnings because I had the book too long. And then I just called the library and was like, what does it cost if I just lost a book? And they were like, $50. I was like, here's $50. So I guess I didn't really steal it.
Yeah, you borrowed a book.
I paid for it.
Way way too much.
I paid way too much for it. Yeah. But at the time, there was no eBay. There was like no way to get this book. Like, I'm either taking it from the library and keeping
it. That was a really embellished story.
That was a creative auction with the wrong description. Let's just be honest.
What else have you stole? Let's get down to this.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't shoplift.
Yeah. Hershey's bar, Visine, Clearasil.
I put it in my pocket, but then I walked by and paid him 57 cents for it. It's not stealing.
I dropped $20 on the way out and someone else found it. So the universe is.
I watched the manager pick it up.
So, okay. So I'm just saying, like, I've been right all along and none of my stealing is wrong.
Somehow.
Whatever.
You guys just said
I'm unimpressed now.
You guys just said
it's
exactly.
It's making me completely rethink your crotch.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So
it's like a ping pong ball.
Mealworms is all I'm picturing now. Yeah.
So anyway, this guy, Lewis Stewart, in the book that I didn't steal, he talks about it because he actually interviewed a couple of exorcists that were willing to give him some information.
I think you should start saying that about anything you own. Like, I made a sandwich that I didn't steal. Like, you should start adding that to all the endings of everything.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Like, the car I just bought that I didn't steal. Yeah.
Like, you like this hat that I didn't steal?
That I paid for.
That I paid for?
Never mentioned paying for.
I like just, the I didn't steal part.
Yeah, just throw that in.
Yeah.
Do you want to try this Mountain Dew SA that I didn't steal?
Yeah.
Because then everybody's going to be like, the fuck do you
Wait
mean
a minute.
You didn't steal?
I didn't steal that?
No, I just fucking said I didn't steal.
Yeah, I just told you like that. You're not fucking listening to me?
Like, that was exactly the opposite of what I said.
The real question is, are those really smart guys at the meeting that made the marketing for Mountain Dew SA? Or is it straight up rednecks that were like, fuck yeah, man.
It was me.
They knew.
It was me. I sent him an email. You know what you guys need? Mountain Dew SA.
I think it was a mix. I think it was like a group of like ad executives.
No,
like
these guys are fucking idiots.
There's like one redneck who said it was a good idea.
These are all marketing people that went to school.
Yes.
And paid money to come up with Mountain Dew SA.
I decided this weekend that I'm going to find the contact information for like Frito-Lay because they always have those like chip contests, like biscuits and gravy, but I wanted to make Yucateco chips.
Mm.
And so I think we have enough people that would actively just send a simple email.
You know, I know the owner of Frito-Lay, right?
The local distribution?
No.
Not the owner of Frito-Lay.
No. Yeah.
Mr. Lay. All of Frito-Lay.
Mr. Lay
himself. Yeah.
And I know John.
I met him in Hawaii.
I know
John Frito.
Yeah.
No. So, I mean, together we know both of them.
Let's do this.
You never met John Frito?
I was going to ask you guys to email Frito-Lay about Yucateco, but let me figure out this Brad Dave thing first.
We'll just go straight to John Frito. Yeah. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Lay told me all about him.
So anyway, this Lewis Stewart guy talks about the stuff that basically you can't find out about the formal rites of exorcism. And basically there's an exorcist. According to the formal Catholic scenario, there's an exorcist and there's four what they call lay assistants. And their job,
four. Damn.
And their job is basically to hold the person down or tie them down if they're showing superhuman strength. And then they have one regular assistant who is there to do everything that they're told by the exorcist without question and instantly. And they're training to become ultimately his replacement. And
suck him off. Just kidding, man. That's a test.
The worry is the exorcist is aware that there's a good chance that they're going to collapse or die during the exorcism, and that the assistant has to know enough to be able to take over and finish.
Damn.
They'll place the finger in his butt. They just like slip it in there. Erroneous Sidomadius Patronus, place the finger in his butt. Like, did you say put your finger? Yes.
Yeah.
No questions.
Taste the demon. Taste the demon come.
You're fired.
So the whole point of the, and apparently they aim for very particular people. They have to find somebody who has a very strong personality.
Boner.
A very strong boner and a very strong personality. And when I start to read about it, so it takes somewhere between 10 hours and several days to perform the exorcism.
Do they charge for this?
No.
Nope. It's the church. They have infinite money.
Yeah, that's right.
The church has more money than anybody.
So, but the thing is, the idea is that the exorcism comes in several stages.
Because if you're faking it, you fucking, damn, 10 hours. Okay, fine.
No, exactly. Yeah. So here's the thing. So the first thing is the demon will act like a normal person. And the job of the exorcist is to break down that facade to make sure that the demon reveals itself. Right. So that's phase one. Phase two, the demon reveals itself and starts to refer to itself as usually we instead of mm-hmm. I, and starts to like...
Because they're really hungry. They're like,
I'm not convinced yet.
Yeah, they're like, come on, guys, let's just go to Burger King.
In the second phase, the demon manifests itself and starts to like taunt the priest and, mm-hmm. and do all this different stuff.
Well, I'm pissed off. That's after 5 hours. I'm already mad. Right. I'm going to be taunting.
And then the third phase is when like the full on demon possession pea soup shit starts to happen. So, and I mean, I can, so the six.
Yeah, it's because I'm not myself when I'm hungry, dude.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, if we're like the skeptic in me, I was kind of coming at this as a reverse skeptic. I was like going into it like this is 100% bullshit.
Oh, okay.
And I was trying to come to a belief in it. Like I was, I think a lot of people would have come into it researching it and they're like, oh, exorcism, I'm going to find some creepy shit. Right. Like I was like, I'm going to find nothing but bullshit, but I hope I find something interesting. Right. Like, so I was looking for that one hook of something that was interesting. But ultimately looking at these steps that this guy explains, it's like, if it was a hysteria, if it was some religious hysteria and someone was susceptible to the idea of being possessed, between 10 hours and 3 days of a priest saying all this shit, you're going to be convinced that you're possessed by a demon. And then guess what? The demon suddenly revealed itself.
Hey man, come on, man. I'm hungry. Can I get some food? No, you can't have any food. Show me yourself, demon. So, okay. I'm so fucking hungry.
Okay. I'm a demon.
Yeah. Blah, 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 yeah. Blah. We're going to kill you.
Sandwich. peanut butter.
Yeah.
We want IHOP. Like, I just wasn't buying it. But here's the six classic signs. And again, this guy said it. There was another guy named Father Gary Thomas, and he is an exorcist. He is a priest. The movie The Rite, which I guess was Anthony Hopkins was in it. I think Anthony Hopkins played Father Gary Thomas in the movie The Rite, which was about exorcism. But he says, and pretty much these are the six signs of demon possession. The first is an aversion in no particular order. The first one that he identified is an aversion to the sacred. And they said that in cases that they'll have, according to this guy, they'll have holy water and regular water when they're like talking to the person and having conversations, and they'll have like regular wafers and blessed wafers, and they'll just like randomly like pull some fucking blind taste tests on a person, and they'll like splash them with water when they're talking and nothing will happen, and then they'll splash them with holy water and then all of a sudden it will burn. That's because
they splash them with water and they're like, all right, let that one go. And then they splash him again. Like, what the fuck, man?
So
I think just a false positive.
Yeah.
He liked Ritz crackers and Aquafina, and they tried to offer him Keebler and Dasani. Yeah.
Right.
And he was just like, nah, man.
No.
So, yeah, that's so, fucking tap water. Anyway, that shit burns my eyes.
An aversion to the sacred, a cross burns them, things like that. But this guy says that you try to keep like faking him out, and then you slip in like one real thing. And if all of a sudden that one actually had the effect, but there's no difference in the presentation.
Slip in the real thing,
then,
all right.
You slip in the real thing, and that's exactly
I would have
right.
blessed some easy cheese, because that's like impossible to resist.
That's true.
You'd have been fucked. That's done. One hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just set Ritz crackers and blessed easy cheese on the counter. He's like, God.
That stuff's horrible.
Hey, speak for yourself, man.
So
you never had blessed easy cheese. You don't know what you're missing.
Have you had blessed easy cheese?
That's the difference.
No.
No.
I felt good for a while because a friend of mine got married and I was his best man, and they had like a full Catholic ceremony.
Better man.
And like when I was I had to hold the ring while the priest blessed the ring and my hand.
Ooh.
And I was like,
jerk off.
Well, no,
have I a blessed jerk off.
I was kind of like I didn't want to for a long time, because I thought like if I fight a vampire right now, I can kill him with my fist
because
it's fucking blessed.
Yeah.
I knew as soon as I
how long does this last?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
It probably wore right off.
I don't know.
Can't bless a black person.
It's like shaking Mel Gibson's hand. Yeah, just don't wash it.
That's right. So another sign, as Brent mentioned earlier, speaking in a language that they don't know.
How dare you use my name?
Not speaking in tongues. They speak an actual language.
Oh. Because they're worldly.
The tongues was determined by the linguist on the thing that I watched to be just fucking babble. Like, right.
Well, that's what it is.
Psycho babble.
Right. That's actually the language of God, though. the
speaking in
tongues. Yeah, speaking scenario. In tongues, yeah, is a gift you have to pray for. You have to ask for it.
But in this case, the
exorcism is different.
Demon possession, allegedly they fully speak another language. And like you said,
if I was like, hey, ohms, you'd be like, oh shit.
Thousands of years from now.
Just right now, barely, eh?
They'll be like ebonic possessions instead of demonic. Ebonic.
That's right.
Ebonic.
But again, like the skeptic in me is like, so you're probably... You probably were raised in the church, so there's some working knowledge of Latin just from hearing Latin mass, like classic mass. You might have had Latin lessons as a kid.
Or if you're raised in the hood,
like,
though.
But again, if it's like someone who's never heard Latin or doesn't know Latin, and they're like correcting minor shit that the priest said, that's a little bit more of an exceptional experience.
But how do you know that? You just like, that lady doesn't know Latin. You don't fucking know that.
No, that's true.
Nobody fucking knows.
And again, you don't, I mean, never underestimate the power of the human mind. I mean, if you were so convinced that you were possessed by a demon, you might be picking up Latin and your conscious brain doesn't even know it, but you're like suddenly anyway, but multiple languages. It's not just Latin. There's examples of Korean, Chinese, Russian, Spanish.
99.999
Thomas. So, another one is inordinate strength. It'll be like a child who, and it literally takes like, you know, five grown people to like pin them down or whatever. So
I don't know. We just seen that one video. That person pinned that baby down pretty good. Yeah, he
did pin that baby down. But again, I'm like, I've seen people on PCP and it takes nine cops and fucking six tasers to take them to the ground.
Yeah, the ability's there.
I mean, never, as our friend Mondo once said, never underestimate crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, you can fucking summon up some chimp strength if you're crazy.
Chimp strength.
But the fourth.
That's like people with tumors. They get fucking crazy. Yeah. My cousin, they used to fight, and my cousin had a brain tumor. It was the one your mom was making fun of me, the
hold on.
China eyes.
You're going to tell me China eyes also has chimp strength?
Yeah, he had a tumor.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he had a tumor, and that motherfucker was
mean. I hope my mom's listening to this shit.
And this is before he got China eyes, though. This is when he was blind.
So, song.
So if you I don't even know what episode that was on, but my cousin
China?
We were talking about, was it China?
No, it's probably like
something.
Yeah,
but he was blind.
It's definitely something.
And he went blind because of his tumor. So he went to China and got new eyes. Like literally, got China eyes. Right? They were made in China.
It did not happen.
He sees Chinese people. Everybody's Chinese to him.
No,
but it did happen. I swear to God, motherfucker!
You.
I swear to God, my cousin. His name's Kyle Dobbins.
And China eyes.
He has China eyes.
Are you talking about like not his entire eyeball did not get transplanted? That shit would be on CNN. We've
yes.
seen this. No.
That's what they. That's why he went to China. He had to get new eyeballs. Anyway, they would get in fights, and this motherfucker was like grown man strength, like throwing my cousin through the closet doors, beating the shit out of him.
This is before or after his China eyes?
No, before. This is when he still had
the
tumor. He doesn't have a tumor anymore.
Oh,
he literally went blind. No, he went blind.
Where did they
because of the tumor? Here,
I know. You get rid of the tumor. It's because of like fucking pressure, ocular pressure or something. You don't need to get whole new eyes. They'd get rid of the tumor.
No, he was still blind. I'm telling you. Well, I'll show him to you. He's real. He's a real person. He's a real person.
I believe he's a real person, but how you prove he has China eyes? I don't know how you do that.
I don't know what to tell
just
you.
Just look on the bottom of it.
I'll tell you.
On the bottom of
it. It says made in China when he rolls his eyes back. Has that little gold sticker.
It's the law. It has to say made in China.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. All
right. So anyway, so number four, past the chum strength, is knowledge of hidden things that people in the room know, but this person shouldn't.
National treasure.
So this guy, Father Gary Thomas, said that like the, you know, possessed people will tell him things about his mother. They'll mention something like,
it's really like, shitty. It's like, how many fingers am I holding up behind my back?
Well, no, it's
he's
like
three.
There's another guy.
Damn,
who's like,
good.
There's a guy,
this guy's possessed.
I forget the guy's name. It's in my, yeah.
I was totally holding three fingers.
Which card is it?
Yeah.
Which fingers in my butt?
A
right
couple
now?
Of wavy lines.
But they'll point out allegedly specific things that no one would know except the person in the room.
Even things about the person himself, like sins they had committed or personal things that the priest had hidden.
Yeah.
You're uncut. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And again, the skeptic in me is like, I'm looking at fucking like quote unquote psychics that know how to read a room and be like, oh, yeah, there's someone right close to you died recently. And it's like, oh, he did.
He's like asking the priest questions. Like so,
somebody with an M, like an M word or an M sound.
T.
Like, you know, but anyway, like, but again, when some alleged, I think that if someone is trained to look for this and they're going to have 5,000 cases and the one stands out, then that one must be like, fuck, this fucker does have chimp strength. And right, this guy did know things about my mom. And this guy, like,
I wonder if they got admissions or they just decided, like, they're like, you know, an hour in, the guy's like, fuck this, man, I'm faking it, I don't want to do it. And they just quit, you know, and they're like, thanks for wasting our time.
And I think that they're, I think it's either you're crazy or you're, you know, they really, yeah. Cause well, if you're crazy, you don't know you're crazy.
I mean, if you're having that many people on your docket, you're not going to see all of them. 90% of them are going to get screened out as like, nope, this guy's crazy. This guy's crazy. This guy's right. Like, you're only going to be seeing the cases that actually.
This guy might be crazy, but.
But there's a slight chance.
Yeah, slight he's chance. He's got a he double in it.
So anyway, 5 and 6, foaming at the mouth. That's okay. Number 5. Because that couldn't happen unless you were.
It's not normal.
By a demon.
Well, it's foaming, chimp strength and foaming at the mouth.
Foaming at the mouth.
It sounds like PCP to me.
And then the final one, which to me kind of sounds like two different ones, is the body becomes contorted. Like they'll twist in ways that normally can't
that's
be
where
twisted.
The head spin
their face
came from.
Starts to look totally different. They look like a different person, blah, blah, blah. And they exude an ungodly smell that no one in the room can stand.
It's because they were tied to the bed and they just shit.
I'm just thinking that's 7.
Yeah.
Like, don't say contortionism and smelling
and
like
shit.
Yeah.
The ability to break their back. Like, people have injured themselves during the whole
thing. Sure, they fucking have. Yeah. So, yeah. And then, like Brent said, there's this. So, that's like the classic things. And then in 1999, a new version of the exorcism rite came out. And there's like this really weird website that I read that's like this Catholic faith website talking about all the bad things with the new rite. And like, there's 22 like things that are accounted for in the rite. And the new one only, you know, like, only accounts for 10 of them, which means there's 12 that aren't. So it's like everybody's arguing back and forth about which Catholic rite to dispel
exorcism
a demon
2.0.
is better. Yeah, exactly.
It's not compatible with Windows 10.
No, that's right.
Damn, I hate this new version of
the exorcism. Different charger,
yeah,
the whole thing.
Can we downgrade it?
Yeah, the whole fucking thing.
If it worked before, it still works. Like the demons adapted.
Right.
They're all upgrade.
That's true. So yeah, so that's...
Did your phone have that weird charger?
Yep.
I just got an S8 too.
Yeah. With the,
the fuck? Side note, China US, phone
what
charger.
Is it? USB-C?
I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's fast oval. As fuck though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's USB-C.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, USB-C?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You got an S8?
Plus, yeah.
Does it have fucking Bixby on it?
Huh?
Dave's Bixby. Mad about the
Bixby.
Assistant.
What the fuck is that?
The thing that every time you fucking turn it on, a thing pops up and it's fucking Bixby.
No?
You don't have a Bixby button right
Quit
here?
Quit turning your phone off.
This one?
Weirdo. Yeah. Who does that?
What does it do?
Makes Bixby show up.
No?
He has Clippy
Bixby
the paper
not
clip
yet
on his
set
phone.
Up. I'm not setting it up.
There you go. When did you get that phone?
Last week.
Why'd you have to get a new phone? I thought you just had a new phone.
No?
Yeah, you just
had a Note 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That was off topic.
Yeah.
China.
Anyways,
not really.
S8 Plus, good phone. I like
so it. those are the basics of Catholic exorcism. There's a whole rite that you can't find because it's only taught to people in Rome.
Everything's on the internet.
I'm sure it might. I mean, it probably is.
I bet Tom Hanks knows it.
What's the 13th? The 13th rite? What is it?
It's
what's the chapter 13?
Section 13. It's the Rituli Romanum. RITULAE and then new word
R-O-M-A-N-U-M. I found it on PDF.
The Rituli Romanum, section 13. And I read some stuff that said that there's like fake versions of chapter 13 that are out there, but like all of the official accounts are not what it says it is. So the most famous cases of exorcism are really the ones that people cling to and say this is the proof that exorcism really exists. And I think obviously the number one case is the case that the movie The Exorcist was based on.
Right.
And I have to say, I saw that movie when I was a kid.
I have not seen it since.
I saw it when I was a kid. And it
I was going to say, I should have watched it last night because they had the new one too.
The new Exorcist, they did. But they re-released it at theaters, I don't know, like 15 years ago or something. And we went to like an 11 o'clock showing or something like that. And like it was actually a pretty awesome, I have to admit this, it was a very awesome moment. At the exact moment in the movie where Linda Blair gets possessed and like the demon like shows up and is going to do something, there's like this horrible cut in the movie that's like supposed to shock you. And as soon as that happened, the fucking power went out in building. So it was like, fucking scary shit. Power's out. Complete blackout. Black in the theater. Fucking everything's dead.
Blair Witch
there
Project.
Was like this horrible gasp of fear. And like the emergency lights came on and they came in. They're like, we're really sorry.
David we'll just farted and it was all vegan food.
What is that? Ooh. Is that a demon?
I have to admit, it was a very remarkably scary split second of my life. Because it couldn't have been a better moment. But it did. Like when I rewatched it, even though it was a while back, it still has legs. Like it's a powerful movie. It's still pretty fucking
They redid It, Stephen King's It.
Yeah, it's coming out pretty soon.
I'm not scared of clowns. It's not my thing. I don't understand. Like I'm not scared of clowns. I watched it and I was like, this is kind of stupid. Like
that's here's the thing. I'm scared of regular clowns, not scary clowns.
There's like a happy clown.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with those fuckers.
Like when someone's like when someone dresses up like an evil clown, like you see it and it's like, look, I'm an evil clown. It's like, that's not fucking scary. But then if I just saw a regular clown walking down the alley at night, I'd be pretty fucking scared.
I mean, if I was just walking down the fucking alley and a clown was standing in the alley, I'd be like, what the fuck? But like on movies and like pictures of clowns and like clown doll, like it just doesn't, it's not scary to me. And people are horrified of that shit.
Yeah, they are.
But if I'm in an alley and anyone's just fucking creepily standing in the corner holding a balloon, you could be a homeless man with a balloon and I'm gonna be like, what the fuck, I'm walking around you.
There's a difference between creepy and being scared of it. Like that's some there's some dolls and stuff you're like, oh fuck, that's creepy, like the Russian dolls, you know, like fucking that shit's kind of creepy.
Yeah,
but it's not scary, you know. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I was hoping for an awkward pause.
So your problem is why don't you like Chinese people? What's wrong with that?
I love Chinese
people. No, you don't, you're a liar.
No.
You just told me.
I'm attracted to them, actually. But it's just, I don't believe your story.
Dude, it's crazy. It's super cheap to get...
China eyes?
No, please tint. Tell me that. No, it's super cheap to get tint in Chinatown. Because they just
chint?
Chint. It's super cheap. Super cheap to get tint in Chinatown. Because they just put the strip on your window. Like, they don't have to do the whole window.
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty sweet.
God. So, the big case, the movie The Exorcist, it's based on... So a guy named William Peter Blatty wrote a novel in 1971 that was based on an actual case that happened in the 1940s. And allegedly the film is loosely based upon what this guy was doing research and found out about this. And there's two names that the kid goes by, the boy that got the anonymous exorcist, either Roland Doe or Robbie Mannheim.
Lizard.
All way stupid. Totally different. Roland Doe.
Yeah. Or Robbie, Robbie Mannheim.
Yeah. They're both porn star names.
Yeah, or a rapper name.
Yeah.
Like Roland Doe. And Robbie Mannheim.
New album.
The Sexorcist.
August. The Sexorcist.
Those are both fake names that he went by, and he was apparently a 14-year-old boy.
Mannheim.
Oh,
okay.
So they changed it to a girl in the book, but the alleged demon possession, there was a guy named Raymond Bishop who did the exorcism. So that movie is allegedly loosely based upon a real story. There it is. The one that's probably the most famous, because you can actually find like audio clips of it, is the exorcism of a girl named Annalise Michel.
But it's in like Dutch or something,
it's
right?
In German.
Yeah. So I was like going to listen to the audio clips, but I was like, the movie subtitled in English, what are these audio clips going to do for me? So Unsten Glutensen, I don't know what the fuck they're saying.
And again, film based on it. There was a film called The Exorcism of Emily Rose, and it's roughly based on this case. And this is the case that I was hoping, like, this is like the big gonzo blockbuster case that there's supposed to be evidence and all this stuff. And I was like, okay, let me let this one convince me. Like, I was so open to this being possession and convincing me. And then when I started to get into the details, I was like, ugh. So she was She showed all the, she showed some of the sign, classic signs of possession, abnormal strength, aversion to sacred objects. She spoke different languages, all this different stuff. So they realized that she was possessed, and they performed, over the course of 9 months, they performed 67 rites of exorcism.
Jesus Christ.
They're bad at their job.
Which means 67 times she was fucking chained to her bed for at least 10 hours. Some dude's fucking screaming at her. Fucking like 67 times in 9 months they performed the rites on her.
And then a baby was born. 9 months.
She died shortly at, like, allegedly they finally cured her and she died at shortly.
68 that's how they cured her. She weighed like 68 pounds because she would not eat.
She was malnourished. She was, or they wouldn't let her because she's chained to a fucking bed for 9 months, but she died. And you can see photos of her. Like there's photos of her like before, and she's like this pretty girl.
I think that's so.
And I'm like, when she's in bed, she's just super thin and fucked up.
That's the one. I think there was a super old dude. Because what year was that?
This was, she died in 76.
Yeah. So there was a, there was an older guy who said, and he was speaking another language, apparently German, but he saw her get struck like in fighting the demon, that her face would like move from side to side and she'd have black eyes and bruising and stuff from being hit by the demon, like invisibly, like that she would like, you know, her face would fly to the side or fly to the other side as she was being struck by the demon.
So yeah, but there's no footage of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's 42 audio recordings. They recorded 42 different times, and every, like, there's like multiple. Well,
it's a boy, isn't it though? Like the original, the real.
Well, no, this is a different. This is a different case. This is a totally different case.
It's because they were just eating pizza and playing Monopoly, and they were just sitting around the recorder, and they had like trash can lids and shit. They were just making noises.
Well, like, the thing is, like, I looked at multiple like video clips, just trying to hear the audio of it, and like all of them, of course, they start with their creepy music, and they're like, "This is one of the most bone-chilling things I've ever heard in all of my paranormal investigations." Like, listen how this voice becomes demonic, and there's no way a girl could make this sound.
Just
and
scratchy
it's like,
voice.
It's just kind of a girl making a sound. It's just like I was psyching myself up. I was like, okay, this is gonna fucking blow my mind. It's gonna creep me the fuck out. I was kind of like halfway chupacabraing myself. Yeah. Like, this is gonna fucking be some freaky shit. And then I listened to it and I was like, oh man, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it was just stupid.
Seth MacFarlane can throw all that shit out of his voice. Like,
right, exactly.
That girl could make a scratchy voice.
Exactly.
What does a demon sound like anyway? You know?
Scratchy voice.
Maybe.
I think if it's talking through you, it would sound like you.
You would think. I
mean, technically.
That's demon racist. to assume that it sounds any way.
That's true.
It's racism. I just had this conversation with somebody. It's not racism. It's culturism.
Culturism?
Yeah.
Culture? Okay.
Yeah, culture.
There was another famous case of a woman named Anna Eklund in the 1930s. And I think that they made a movie after that one as well. And I can't, they make a movie out of fucking all of them. And then there was another one. This was maybe my favorite one. This is the story. Did you guys run into the story of Michael Taylor? Again, this tells you kind of everything you need to know about demon possession on the surface. So Michael and Christine Taylor, very religious couple in the English town of Ossett. Okay, so just quiet, normal couple. In 1974, Christine accused her husband of having an affair with the leader of their prayer group. And he started yelling obscenities at her and behaving hostily. Mm-hmm. And so
he's possessed.
He was possessed.
Yeah.
Like, these aren't, this not,
he wouldn't accountable have, for
that's
fucking
not my husband.
He wouldn't have had sex.
No, exactly. Prayer. If he wasn't possessed by the demon. And then when he was called on the fact that he had sex with the leader of the prayer group, he swore at his wife, which he wouldn't have
never
done.
Have done.
Only a demon would do such a thing.
I'm on board.
If I ever get caught, I'm immediately going to ask if you're the key keeper.
Are you the key keeper? So they gave him an exorcism, lasted 24 hours, exhausted all the priests. They claimed to have freed Michael from more than 40 demons, said that there was still a demonic force inside of him, and they were going to need to do another exorcism to fully purge everything. And shortly thereafter,
they needed to talk to the prayer group leader first,
right?
And I'm using two fingers this time.
And before they could get back for the second exorcism, however, they found that he went back home murdered his wife and their poodle and was found naked and soaked in blood wandering through the streets.
Wow.
Yeah, after that exorcism.
He was actually crazy at that point.
So no, possessed. He was demon possessed. Yeah.
There was still a demon in him.
Yeah.
There was still a demon in him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe he cast the demon into the poodle.
Makes sense.
And then killed the poodle to be rid of it.
Yeah. All those fuckers got demons.
Yeah. So I don't know. But then, with all of this stuff, I did run into one guy that was interesting to me, the guy named Richard Gallagher. He's,
I love that guy. He smashes melons.
Yeah. Fucking hysterical.
You know, there's a brother that copycatted him and like a battle and you can't tell who's who.
Yeah. They look just like each other.
Yeah, they do.
I turned on TV. Gallagher was on the other night and I was watching it with my daughter. And we were sitting there, and that motherfucker is actually pretty funny.
He was, but it's funny you don't know which one's which.
Well, here's the thing. One of them is funny, and one of them is horrible.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know which is which.
The horrible one is the brother.
The funny one's the original.
Yeah. Okay. He's a funny dude. But he was talking about the English language and how fucking crazy it was, like, and how it doesn't make sense. Like, you say go, G-O, well, do, or do. It's
right.
D-O. No, it's not. It's not. It's, right. Yeah. It's not do. It's D-O. It's do.
And then he was doing
this chaining. No, he was chaining this whole thing together. No, he had a whole like bit. Like he just smashed the melon at the end.
Next to Mandarin Chinese, like English is one of the most difficult languages to learn because it doesn't make fucking sense and we don't follow a consistent set of rules.
Yeah. If you're not an American. D-O-E. You know, do.
English teacher. I don't know.
Do, D-O-E, do. Like do.
Roland Doe.
Roland Doe.
Roland Doe, the porn star.
Then you have Go, G-O. Why is it not, you know, Van Gogh?
Goo.
You know?
Right. So,
make any sense. Yeah,
but Goo. Richard Gallagher, who I think was their third brother, and he never got into smashing watermelons. He's actually a psychiatrist. He was just
smashing hose.
Yeah. He teaches at Columbia University and New York Medical College. And his side job is
sells oranges by the freeway.
He's the chief psychiatric advisor for all of the exorcists in the United States. And he's the one who says, like, you'll see thousands of cases and they're all some sort of a psychiatric disorder.
Yeah.
But he says, you know, one in several thousand, you don't understand.
Right.
Like, this is not normal. This is not natural. Like, the things that occur in the room cannot be explained. And like, he's a fucking scientist and his reputation is on the line.
I watched a documentary with that guy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, there was this guy that was kind of skeptic when he went into it, and then he went with a priest and like traveled along to all these things.
Yeah.
And weird shit happened. Like, people were bleeding, there were scratches that came out of nowhere, all kinds of fucking crazy shit actually. Which, because I went in thinking bullshit, but I'm like, what the fuck is going on there though? Like,
there's probably a lot of things that you can't explain, and that would cause that, like, hey, let's look at this. Like, how do these things
like
happen?
Like, scratches are just appearing on their fucking skin and, like, blisters and weird shit and blood, and then, like, then they're gone a little bit later. You know what I mean? Weird stuff.
And he said that, you know, he's been in rooms, and he said, like, the first one, he talked about this case of a woman, and he, like, for the sake of the interviews, he calls her Julia, even though that wasn't her name.
Julia Gulia.
And he said that this was the one case that changed his mind, and because he had been helping people, and he was like, no, spoiler alert, Mr. Priest, they're all fucking crazy people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but then they brought him in on this one case, this girl named Julia. And he said that she was she was actually a Satanist.
Mm-hmm.
But she actually came to the priesthood saying, like, I know this is what I do, but something fucked up happened. Like, there's something in me and I don't like it. And this is fucked up. And can you guys help me and whatever? But anyway, so he started to like observe her and they did an exorcism on her. And he said that like she was saying like specific things about his wife that no one, not even like a charlatan that can read you, could have said.
Right.
Said specific things about like what his pets had done the night before.
Oh, fuck. That would be creepy.
Like said that, like as you were sitting in the room, you would just be standing there and you would just see a book like fly off a shelf. Whoa. And he was like, what the fuck was that? Like, and like he said that, like seeing this case, like he got done like with this, like, you know, being in the room for the, he doesn't do the exorcism.
Yeah, he's that's just not chilling. His thing. Yeah.
He's just like one of the,
he's people, observing.
He's yeah. one of the people who hold him down. But he said that he walked out of that case and he was like, holy shit. And he, again, he's a scientist. He's like, I'm trying to figure out exactly what this is, but this is not yeah. a mental disorder. This is some shit that I cannot explain and that sort of defies the current parameters of science. Yeah. And he's still interested in it because he wants to figure out what the fuck this phenomenon is.
Sometimes I wonder if like possibly like, you know, you can't see Wi-Fi, you know, there's crazy things that we don't understand that are about our senses. Like what yeah. if telekinesis is possible? You know, what if they're just because the influence of whatever the cultural belief
right.
has embedded itself in their mind.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden someone has access to an ability that we don't normally have access to. And they manifest that type of environment and it gets incorrectly translated. So like, because they have a basis for the model of like demonic possession of this scary thing of like things floating mm-hmm. and books flying, but somehow they have access to this dormant portion of their brain that has telekinetic, you know, ability. They're fucking yeah. throwing books, scratching
with their
fucking
mind.
Arms. They're manifesting those things that they're visualizing.
Believe it or not, if you look at some of the best cases of hauntings, of poltergeist, you know, examples, etc., one of the things that skeptics fall back on, because they end up saying, look, there were too many eyewitnesses. This thing really did fucking happen.
Yeah.
Like, I can't say this didn't happen.
Yeah.
But their response is, however, instead of me saying it's the spirit of a dead person or it's a demon in this person's body, their fallback is exactly like what you said. There's some
phenomenon.
Telekinetic phenomenon. There's some
energy vortex.
There's something else happening
it
here.
It would explain why they knew things about the other
right.
thing, maybe because it could be some kind of clairvoyance.
Right.
Dude, one of the ones I watched on the documentary that like actually gave me the chills was there was this one where a guy goes with paranormal investigators to a house, and this guy, I guess, had grown up in the neighborhood, and eventually he grew up and was like, that's my dream house. I've always thought that house was super fucking cool.
So he was from around the way.
He was from around the way. Mm-hmm. Jenny from the block, if mm-hmm. you will. And then he finally grows up and can afford this house. He'd never been in the house. He always just drove by thinking that's a badass house. So he buys the house, and after 6 weeks of living there, they start to notice just a couple simple things. And I related to it. I don't believe in this shit generally, but I had some stuff happen. Like, we lived at a house, and I think I've told this story once before.
I lived at a house too.
I did live at a house.
This is getting creepy.
I would come home to my bedroom, and my closet door would be cracked or mm-hmm. ajar, and the light would be on, and it was a pull chain light. Okay. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? And I'll be honest, I was worried because like I had my like porno mag hiding somewhere in there, I'm sure. Right. And I was like, what the fuck? Like someone
who raided my room?
Someone's digging through my shit. Someone looked through my shit. So I fucking would turn off the light, close the door. Right. And like it would happen.
First, you would make sure Beaver Unleashed was still in there.
Yes. Beaver Unleashed part
three,
Club International would be in there. So I would come home and the light would be clicked and the door would be cracked. And I was like, what the fuck? To the point, finally, I kind of got like more mad. Like I thought someone was going through my shit. Not that I thought there was a ghost. And I went and told my mom, I was like, hey, are you going in my room? Like the closet light is on and the door is cracked all the time. And so time and time again, I would go through this, close the door, turn off the light. And it kept happening. Finally, my mom was like, all right, look, I didn't want to tell you this. And I would imagine my mom wouldn't fabricate this story as opposed to, I found your Playboy, you know, because
right.
this is weird. Like, hey, look, I was like, just make sure you're not on drugs. I wanted to see if you had condoms in there. So she said the lady that lived here before us died in your room. And I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to creep you out. But you keep coming to me with this fucking light closet thing and it's kind of freaking me out. So this is
I'm going to tell you to freak you out.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's the thing.
How old were you?
Junior high or so, like almost a freshman.
Yeah,
seventh grade, eighth grade. So
no wonder you hate your mom.
That being said, this guy, they buy this house.
I think that's why
later,
you eat peanut butter.
Yeah. It might be. It's to keep the demons out.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Clogs you up. I can't get in.
He kept going into one of the closets and the pull chain was kind of like wrapped around the bulb in mm-hmm. a fashion that there's no way it swung and landed that
somebody
way.
Would have had to hit it.
Yeah, it's go, like yeah. wrapped around kind of meticulously around the bulb and the light was on. And so he'd go back and be like, what the fuck? But he would like test it. And within like, you know, minutes, he could close the door, undo the thing and go back and open the door. The light would be on and the chain was wrapped. And I was like, fuck, dude, that used to happen to me at that house I lived at. And so they go into the closet with the paranormal investigator, and it's basically like the Harry Potter closet under the stairs. And he's like, dude, there's a space here that's unaccounted for. Like, let's break this drywall and see what's there, plaster or whatever. So they get a hammer and break through the fucking wall, and the kids' Legos are in that fucking little room. And as are little like belongings to people that had owned the house for years, just like trinkets and little souvenirs.
Little ghost had taken things.
Yeah. And the room is sealed. Those stairs are sealed. There's no way for you to drop it and to fall into that. They were kind of just like set in there like a little fucking, you know, like an ode to, you know, what am I looking for? Like,
I don't know.
When you have the little things set up and light candles and shit.
A shrine.
Like a shrine type of thing. There was these little trinkets inside there. And some of
trinkets?
The
trinkets?
Trinkets, if you will.
Trinkets.
Yes. No, trinkets. It's different. So they get in there.
It's
and
like tinklets.
Yeah. Not only are there Legos and like old, like, you know, antique toys, like, because this is an old house, there's a folded up piece of paper and it has a sketch on it. Like a pencil sketch on one side of the of like a family and the house, and on the backside is the creepiest fucking demon picture. I'm sure it was like an artist depiction of a description, not the real one. And it said like Murloc or something under it, who is like the god of child sacrifice or some fucking scary shit on this piece of paper that was behind the plaster, sealed under the stairs. And then they do like a fucking blessing on the house because other things started to happen too. Like things were out of place, things got kind of creepy.
Sleep rape.
Kids were fucking scared. Sleep rape, sore bums in the morning. I use the word bums.
I'm gonna start blaming it on magicians.
Yeah.
Like street magicians. Like, yeah. David Blaine just, yeah, bought a house and he's like fucking trolling people.
Yeah.
He's like fucking making shit levitate in the house.
Yeah.
No, they're really good. That's just like their hobby.
They're so good. They're like, fuck this.
They get together with the magic castle and they're like, check out what I did to this family. This is fucking great.
They have secret crystal balls in the corner. Exactly. They don't even use cameras. They just have crystal balls. They can assign IPs to them though. This shows up on their MacBook. It's like magic tech. It's the merger between MacBooks and crystal balls. But anyways, they bless the house. And the fucking shit all quits. They tell a fucking Murloc to kick rocks. That's what I understand. If you're some fucking creepy motherfucker that's like possessed this house and claimed your territory for years, a priest shows up with some fucking water and tells you to kick rocks and you just do it?
There's
just
the laws.
It's just the rules.
That's how it is.
He's like, oh, dang it. You figured out the magic water.
Part of it, like,
according, you ask nicely, I guess I'll go.
According to that book that I didn't steal by Lewis Stewart, he said that part of the thing is that the priest, like the exorcist, the reason that they claim it's so dangerous is he says that the exorcist has to drive the demon to the point, or whatever it is that's possessing the person, to the point that it's no longer only possessing that person,
mm-hmm,
and that it is also now possessing the priest,
yeah, yeah,
and that the priest uses their faith,
yeah,
in order to completely drive the thing away. Like, you can't get rid of the thing until you bring it into yourself, and once you cast it out of yourself, you cast it out of
like,
space.
You love Jesus so much, it's making me uncomfortable.
Exactly.
I gotta fucking go. Damn it.
Exactly. This guy's got a hard on for Jesus.
Damn. I'm gonna have to find a new roommate.
Ain't no room in these pants for me and this thing.
I'm trying to find it. He says that there's like a line that the demons always say when they get expelled. And I'm trying. They say something like,
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
Yes. Claw. They quote Claw. I'll get you next time, Gadget.
You weren't expecting
like
that
old
one,
enough for that, Brad. I feel like you're a baby.
Oh, no. Gadget was the shit. I always watched Inspector Gadget. Day one ready.
Remind me, autistic child, when you're done having a little bit over there.
Child. Yeah. That really fucked me up. Oh, God. Anyway, real quick, what they said was, like, regularly the reports are, they say something like, where shall we go? And we can't stay here any longer.
Yeah.
As soon as, which is anticlimactic.
After the gadget after quote.
Yeah, that was kind of boring, Dave.
But that's the truth.
Dude, I watched another one where this autistic kid was being just fucking tormented. And like, I guess, you know, like as a behavioral trait, they're not, you know, generally someone afflicted with that condition isn't like able, I guess, necessarily, depending on what level, I guess, but to be deceitful or try to be tricked, to trick them. But they were like pointing into Dave still catching it out of them. You're picturing the metal hand on the chair.
Look at his cat. Man.
No, you're good. Remember, I got the giggles the other day. What the fuck were we talking about? I got the giggles so hard I was crying.
It's something.
You guys just let me suffer in it, though. No one talked. You let me be all silent laughing under the desk.
I don't remember. I don't remember anything.
But the autistic kid's like pointing in the corner and like telling his mom he's fucking scared. Like they'll leave the house and he's fine, you know, other than being like autistic and having behavioral issues. But when he would approach the house, when they would pull into the drive, he would just fucking start shaking and freaking out. He didn't want to go in the house. He would just like fucking point at the corner like there's something fucking scary there. And so they go through this whole thing and eventually they have a fucking priest come bless the house and then they bring him home and he walks in like apprehensively looking around the house. But it's like you can tell. He's like, oh, that fucking scary gargoyle is not standing in the corner pointing at me like this fucking mean monkey. And then he goes up to his room and looks around and inspects everything. And then he runs down with like extreme joy and like pretty much jumps into the priest's arms and hugs him because he knows like you saved. And his mom's like, that's a fucking tall order. Like he does not have show physical affection. Like he was so appreciative that he knew that the priest had somehow rid the place of whatever the fuck was creeping him out. You know, to the point like they got enough dealing with the fact that he's autistic and trying to figure out his behavioral stuff. He was terrified and couldn't stay at his house. The priest comes and fucking tosses water on the windows and burns sage or whatever the fuck he does. And everything's fixed, which is so weird. These like gestures and fucking sacramental weird like sayings and quotes in some different language. Why the fuck would that matter?
Why would it matter? No, that's
it. Just seems exactly so right. Silly. But once again, in my fucking like universe,
everything
of, like,
seems silly when you think about it. Yeah, like that's the thing. What else is it going to be? What would you do?
I don't know.
You know, like that's the thing. Fucking shoot.
The thing for me is I would have to do what this Richard Gallagher guy did. I mean, I would have to start making like
smashing melons
and for Jesus and looking at like, I mean, he's investigating thousands of cases for exorcists.
We should do that.
Shooting sort of worldwide tour down. Of dude, smashing melons for Jesus.
No. Smashing melons for Jesus. No, I'm saying do exorcisms, but Gallagher style.
Yeah.
Like fill like, you know, how people make vodka watermelons, you
fill
know, like
holy water.
Yeah. Fill them with holy water and just go in their living room. Bah! Fuck. Smash them or it flies everywhere. Do it in every room. Fucking different melons.
You're good.
Yeah, should
on a
be good.
Side note,
start saying weird shit.
If you boil all of the insides of the watermelon, it's actually the active ingredient in Viagra is found naturally in watermelon. We have
super. But is it? And if you heat it up, is it like fucking a real watermelon? That's what I want to know.
You heat it up. What do you mean?
Yeah,
you then fuck we can fuck the watermelon.
Yeah, and is it like fucking? It's almost like fucking a real watermelon at that point.
As
almost
to a fake one.
A little bit. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm curious. Like I wish the mysterious 13th chapter were unveiled to lay people, and I wish that there were. I mean, like I'm so curious. Like of these exorcists who are saying no for every you know thousands of cases.
You know what? I almost
and you
wish,
run into one that's legit, and I'm like, what makes that one legit?
I wish the like, shit what? Like is real. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be real. I want aliens to be real. I want that shit to be real.
The thing that showed, like,
that's fucking awesome.
I don't generally believe in that kind of stuff. And I don't know. I think we're talking about the ghost show. We lived in a house that was, like, kind of fucking haunted, dude. Weird shit happened.
Yeah.
We had, like, the poltergeist fucking cat that was attacking my brother and, you know, maggots showing up in a pile in the middle of a clean mopped floor, little handprints on our fucking wall, flashing lights, our doorbell just repeatedly ringing while we're fucking sitting on the front porch. You can see that that's not happening. Like, the smell of cooked bacon in the middle of the night, fucking donut packs that were still sealed with bites out of them. Crazy shit, dude, happened to me. And I still go, I don't believe in that shit. That's
right. It's hard. Like,
no, I'm with you. I've seen a lot of fucking weird shit. And at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't know. I can't. I just call bullshit on most of it. Like I'm just uber. I used to be very open to all of it. And I'm just like, in spite of what I've seen, I'm just like even more skeptical now. I've seen a lot of things.
I think knowing that the internet and Photoshop and fucking editing programs exist that watching anything,
but even like the things I've seen myself in person, like I'm such a skeptic that I'm like, I overlooked something.
Yeah.
Like there's something I
did. And you probably did. There's something you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. And like I just have a hard time believing even the things that I myself have experienced.
Well, watching that.
But I'm just curious if like that's what intrigues me about exorcism is if this is your profession, if you are an exorcist, like because that's the other thing. It's like once you have this case and you're like, I think this is demon possession, they have to flag it to the Vatican.
Right.
Yeah. And the Vatican says, yep.
They know about it.
Yeah, we agree. Go do your thing.
I want to know what's like under the Vatican.
Well, and I think
what's
that thing.
That's what's cool about
the thing that makes this exorcist go, oh fuck, dude, this isn't a crazy person. This isn't a coincidence. This isn't a creaky house. Like, yeah, this is a fucking
possession. Well, gotta be legit.
A book, yeah, flying across the room. There was one I saw where the girl actually was able to record a shadow on her cell phone, and then she called. She's like, okay, I got proof. I'm gonna have a priest come. And like, when she called the guy to like have the priest come, a fucking like angel statue flew off her mantle and smashed her fucking phone. I was like, damn, he's destroying the evidence.
That's a
gangster right, yeah, there.
You know, I don't know. Like I said, I would like it to be real. Like, that's kind of fucking badass. You, yeah, know, it would give something else to this world. You, right, know, like, right, it'd be kind of cool.
I wish I was a little bit taller. But I wish I was a baller.
Yeah.
I wish I had a girl if I did it a collar.
Which I had a rabbit. I wish I had a girl with a phone. I would 6'4" call her.
6'4" Impala. No. Is it phone?
Yeah. Wish I had a girl with a phone. I would call her.
Oh, well, I fucked up. I tried.
Damn.
Maybe. Oh. Or maybe, is it?
Rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6'4" Impala. I know, yeah, that part. Yeah, that's all, yeah, I got. I wish every day was a Friday and you could even speed on the highway.
It's Friday night and I feel like,
Dave, know what I'm doing?
Party, yes, here on the, yeah, west side.
Right. So I don't know. Those are my thoughts on exorcism. Like I said, I went into it very, like, you know, closed-minded. This is all bullshit. This is, you know, fucking hysteria.
I want to see some shit myself, though, honestly.
And that was the other thing. It's like, there's, again, yeah, there's just, it's like, you can find a couple of audio clips of recordings of, and it's just, yeah, it's like, not, I, yeah, could do the same,
yeah,
fucking
that,
thing.
That was the whole, like, want to do, like, paranormal stuff, ghost hunting stuff, you know, because it's kind of...
But ghost hunting, all those fucking shows, there's, yeah, so much money, we so much equipment, that, so much production. Yeah. What do they really get? Not that much, dude.
I know, but it's still going in, like, if you go into, like, an insane asylum where you know that they killed people, mm-hmm, you know, fuck, there's some weird shit probably, yeah, going to happen. Your mind fucks you up.
No, I got chupacabra. I won't even swim in the fucking pool in my backyard by myself with the fucking, like, patio lights off. I'm not going to do it. I'm a fucking grown-ass man. But I'm creeped out. I'm afraid, like, I'm sitting there floating in that raft.
And you're not afraid, like, some dude's going to come over the fence. You're afraid somebody's going to suck you in the water.
No, I'm more afraid that, like, I'm just, I won't close my eyes and
forward to somebody sucking him in the water.
Well, yeah. He's like, no, I want the dude to come over the fence. Like, that was the plan. Yeah.
As long as he sucks me in the water.
That's why I turned the light off. Yeah.
That's the signal.
That's what the red bulb's, yeah, up there for.
You flicker the light a couple times before you turn it off, and the neighbor's, yeah, like, oh, Brent's swimming again. I guess I'll go suck him under the water. Yeah. That's really why I'm saying
that's
mad
why he doesn't have, yeah, doorknobs. He waits for Brent to come over. Fucking, they're just glory holes at his neighbor's house.
It's just permanent outdoor glory holes. Yeah.
That guy can't, yeah, suck my dick. Fucking hate him.
And fucking, these guys asked him, I was like, hey, fucking, you guys watch midget porn? And he's like, nah, but I watch bestiality. I'm like, oh, I was just, Jesus, fucking joking, Christ, motherfucker. Like, Jesus Christ. Like,
keep it in your species, homie. Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, maybe the whole thing is a racket, maybe, but I mean, it's just, it's so widespread, not bestiality, but exorcism.
Yeah. Well, bestiality is widespread. Yeah, it is widespread. It's a problem.
But I don't know. I'm curious about those rare cases that these experts who do it, who go out of their way to prove this isn't, what is it that in those,
what exactly,
5,000, yeah, cases make them go,
what exactly, fuck, is it?
Right.
Floating books.
Floating, like, that would, yeah, do it.
It has,
maybe,
to be.
Maybe, yeah, that Gallagher guy's full of shit. Maybe he's just trying to fucking seem extra creepy and get a lot of side work. Like, I don't get a whole lot as a professor, but the fucking Catholic diocese keep paying me money.
I would like to go with the, yeah, fucking exorcist.
I'm just going to bring a Rubik's cube, like, and give it to him. I'm like, see, let's see it, bitch.
Yeah, do this.
Call this, yeah, demon boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
So I don't know. I was eagerly anticipating a lot of YouTube clips that were going to creep me the fuck out about exorcisms.
Like Brad said, it's hard though with fucking video editing and shit now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like today there was a live stream while I was studying. Something came up my live stream and it had the CNN logo on it. And it's like, it's real. And it was like, I don't know what
some
they were
bullshit
doing. It was real footage of a city somewhere. And it said alien invasion. And it was just this crazy like UFOs flying in. And it had been running for
CNN
fucking hours. Yeah. And it has a CNN logo and millions of people were watching it. I mean, obviously most of them were like, ha ha ha, CNN fake news,
right,
you know, ha ha, because that's a fucking current thing. But I mean, now, I mean, it looked like spaceships are flying over the fucking city and shit. Yeah. There's nothing you
what
can do to
city was it?
I have no idea.
Because that'll determine whether it was true.
Shaolin, Bangkok.
It was Amsterdam. Everything was to scale, though. I'm going to make that. Little tiny canals, gondolas, fucking hamps for hamsters. An entire city, Amsterdam. I'm going to blow weed on them, too, and just look at the munchies and shove Cheerios in their cheeks. You ever had a hamster? Yeah. Not in your ass, like as a pet.
No.
they can shove like 23 Fruit Loops in their cheeks.
Of course I've had a hamster.
Well, of course. Brad, have you had a hamster before?
No.
See, of course
he hasn't had a hamster.
I'm
still sticking with the of course.
Thank you, Yucateco Hot Sauce. I can't say their name today. Yucateco?
You can't.
Yucateco. Yeah, so sponsor time for real.
Barely.
For real. Thank you, Bruce Bankhead, again for this whiskey, and thank you to Patty Larson. I've been drinking this Lead Slinger, and I'm going to go find a funnel, or I'm going to fashion one out of some paper and duct tape so I can get this into a fucking flask, get some home. This shit's good.
That is good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I tried that. Yeah, that one is good. Yeah.
No matter what temperature it is, it feels like that whiskey's cold somehow. I don't know how that is because it's like 90 degrees plus balls in here, and that whiskey still feels like it's cold when I'm drinking it.
It's haunted.
Might be.
Maybe.
Thank you, El Yucateco Hot Sauce, and congratulations to whoever the fuck won earlier, Dante. Dante's Inferno.
Dante's Peak. Dante Peaks.
Yeah, I'll be contacting you and peeking through your webcam, so don't be naked when you respond, because I will see it and get your address at the same time. El Yucateco Hot Sauce is available at most major grocery stores. You can get it at mexgrocer.co.uk if you're outside the United States. Otherwise, go to Target, Walmart. Some person sent me some fucking shit about Target. I fucking want to reach through the phone or like teleport there and just walk 2 aisles over and hand you that shit. That being said,
every Target I've been in, I've seen
has it.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't
Walmart,
know. People still show me they don't find it. He even showed me the sign that said Hispanic and then showed me Sriracha, though. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Someone just fucked up at Target. It's there if you look hard enough.
I just like that you just wished you could teleport so you could rub
just
it.
Just for that. I could travel the world, but so I could.
Not to like show up in Fort Knox and leave with all the gold, but to rub it in somebody's fucking face.
Spanish and Sriracha Chinese.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it doesn't make
at least
sense.
Its eyes are. Just its eyes are
just
Chinese.
Its eyes are China eyes. Sriracha has China eyes. We know that.
On that note, thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. We actually have UFO stickers from Print Dirt Cheap. They're on the website actively right now. You can buy them. I listed those. And thank you to Digital Creations. The mugs are up for the UFO mugs as well and available. Those are on there. If you order a mug, you get the sticker free. You can buy the stickers individually. I was talking to Dave. This is probably okay. I'm pulling the trigger. So if it's not, we're fucked. But any order until and while supplies last, it's over $20. If you buy something on our store and it's over $20 in total, we're going to throw a UFO sticker in there. And I'm going to throw other shit in there too, but the UFO sticker, I don't think we're ordering.
It's limited.
And there's only I think we have 200.
Yeah. Once
stickers.
Those go, like we did the shirts, we'll do these giveaways and then we'll move on to something else.
Yeah. So, but I think we have 200 stickers in stock. Yeah.
I posted the mug this morning when I was researching Demon Possession on Instagram, and a lot of people were like stoked about the mug, but there it is. You can go buy it.
And there have already been orders. I need to pack those. So, if you ordered stuff, I'm going to pack those in just a little bit here. Thank you to Daily Own Graphics for our t-shirt. We have all that stuff in stock. Check out our store. Thank you to Camryo Jiu-Jitsu. You can log into armahunter.com. And thank you to, we had a patron. I'll get him next time. It's somewhere in here. I don't know where it's at. And since pile of papers. Thank you to those who upped their Patreon. Some people actually upped their Patreon.
Oh, absolutely.
Also, thank you to everyone that shared our post and or commented on those posts that I requested. I mailed out like 6 t-shirts this week for people that just shared our post when I asked and said that you have a chance to win. Those t-shirts are all on their way. So thank you to all the people that shared on Twitter, who shared on Instagram and on Facebook. Your t-shirts are on the way. Please post them when you get them. And on that, I think I got everyone.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. That's it.
All
right. China eyes.
Don't be a drunk like Brent and don't be a retard. Oh shit, this computer's locking up. No. All right, don't be a retard.
Got them demons in me, boy. Trying to get them out. So down, I was so far down. I was clowning, boy, I was floating off the ground. Just getting high, sipping too much, drank too loaded off the brown. Try fuck these hoes, pop a nut and go, but I know that I'ma drown. If I don't stop what I'm doing, I might just flop, then I'm ruined. B.O. news, no renewing, no more watching, no reviewing. Lose my spot, yeah, my die.
How much shot do I got? Tell me why do we try to shine the hardest when we ain't got enough to shop until we drop? I'm far from a millionaire, man, I'm a broke nigga. They laughing at me, I'm a joke nigga. My only weapon was hope nigga. Got my feet tangled in them ropes nigga. But the light of God, bright enough to be a lightning rod. I got it in my palm. I fucked up, got my car towed, and I'm 27 and still live with moms. Made mistakes, these nightmares make me scream louder than the intercom. Fuck lying, I'm done trying, I'm done crying, never been this calm. Had a bad temper, I would fuss a lot. Used to get mad and turn up a notch. I'm with judges rallying to give us time. Phony handshakes, should I trust or not? Mom see me, pop see me, sister see me going through shit. Help the world, but when it come to me, they be acting like they can't do shit. Haters near, playing both sides. I'm like pussy nigga going to choose a team. Caught myself trying pimp hoes, trying to flip O's. I was moving mean. Bitches switching, my bruh got hit. Now my universe feeling topsy turvy. Rap niggas keep speaking foul. What they saying about me, it do not concern me. Devil on me, try to scorch me up. He threw flames at me, but forgot to burn me. I rose from hell screaming, Gabriel, this is God's work and you do not deserve me. Everybody want the role of real, but can't maintain it. Yeah, I know y'all story. Swear you Jordan, you going Kobe, you win LeBron, well, I'm going Ori. Don't acknowledge me, don't adore me. I'm past gone and you won't restore me. In the losing vid at the Mormon temple, if we talking K's, I was hugging 40. Almost touched like 100 bands off one bitch in only 2 years. Spent it all on bullshit and came back with nothing as a souvenir. Hold you boys talk behind my back, but not in my face. Why not do it here? Every time that my stress is up and I'm messing up, that's when you appear. But you hating on me, that's temporary. Me down, that's temporary. You up, that's temporary. My tool tucked, that's temporary. Hating on me, that's temporary. Me down, that's temporary. You up, that's temporary. My tool tucked, that's temporary. But mute.